Jensen's former public relations director, Steve Boss, looked jurors right in the eye when he took the witness stand. He articulated an argument Jensen's lawyer has made from the very beginning, that it's tough to separate campaigning from legislative work. For example, Boss says that in his role, he would often draw from the same material to write a press release as he would to write fundraising invitations.
The message remained consistent, whether it was a message we were sending to potential story writers in the media, potential voters in our constituency, or potential contributors.
Boss says he had time to devote to campaigns on the job because he worked such long hours on his regular state duties. He says that like other legislative employees, he would draw from a nebulous pool of comp time. But what Boss freely admitted to doing is what prosecutors have argued for the past 2 weeks is illegal. Assistant Attorney General Roy Cordy asked him whether he was aware that other state employees were doing campaign work for Assembly Republicans.
Were you aware of that going on?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
And that this was being done with state resources, state equipment, state property?
Yes.
Still, Boss contends that former Speaker Jensen was such a hands-off boss that he did not know about this work. Jensen's one-time chief of staff even testified that he used to forge Jensen's signature on personnel documents. That contradicts what other witnesses have said about what Jensen knew. He'll get a chance to tell his side of the story when he takes the stand. That could happen as early as today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.